Brian Lehrer, WNYC, and join into the conversation on our webpage about the president and the Republicans at the retreat on Friday. Any impression at all of that remarkable hour plus and what you think might come out of it? Go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show, and we'll play another excerpt on the air in a few minutes. But right now, let's take a closer look at another of the proposals that President Obama made in last week's State of the Union.
And no area is more ripe for such innovation than energy. You can see the results of last year's investments in clean energy. In the North Carolina company that will create 1,200 jobs nationwide helping to make advanced batteries. Or in the California business that will put 1,000 people to work making solar panels. But to create more of these clean energy jobs, we need more production, more efficiency, more incentives.
And later today, President Obama will put his money where his mouth is by proposing a when he proposes the full $3.8 trillion federal budget, it will include a $100 billion jobs package with a focus on investment in education and clean energy to get the economy moving. But we've heard about green jobs as an economic jumpstart for a year. So what's actually happened? The numbers that we just heard from the president seem small when compared to the nationwide job loss figures and certainly in comparison to the need for conversion to green in this country. So we are joined now to localize this by Michael Pinella, superintendent of the Essex County Vocational Technical Schools, a network of New Jersey schools that have one of the state's best green jobs prep programs. Michael Pinella, welcome to WNYC. Hello.
Thanks, Brian. Good morning.
I understand that you've been tasked with creating a model curriculum that can be used in any vocational school that wishes to implement a four-year green program of study. What does the curriculum focus on?
Well, it focuses on design and the issues that come along with of deciding what we design, how we design it, and what the impact is going to be in the future. Brian, this is part of a program that 24 states competed for to be part of this articulation. It includes New Jersey, Illinois, Ohio, Oregon, and Georgia. And what we're trying to accomplish is to develop a model curriculum that focuses both on sustainability and on green design. That's going to have will have some strong applicability, we hope, for the 21st century workplace. The key to this is to help students across the country think about and be prepared for careers in design, construction, energy efficiency, or sustainability planning. The idea is to take the secondary school program and make sure that that's linked to future education, collegiate, and then on into the job sector.
I know that one of the big issues with the green-collar economy is that you need both trained workers and the jobs there for them to get employed in. Are you turning out people in green jobs programs that have jobs waiting for them?
Brian, I think that's one of the biggest issues that we're really struggling with. It's trying to look into that crystal ball of where that's going to go. You know, we began a program in 2007 here with that in mind. You know, with the coupled with the county government, the county executive, and PSE&G, we began looking at how do we prepare students for a wide range of green energy jobs and created a green energy academy. And the focus still lies on rigorous math, the ability to think about issues of design, and also environmental science. So there's things that we're trying to do to prepare students for the broadest application of these green skills into the future. But looking into that crystal ball of exactly what those jobs are going to be is one that's it's difficult.
So how do you prepare people? And if the president wants to spend $100 million federal dollars on this, how do you direct investments into clean energy pathways that will really make a difference both for the environment and for jobs?
Well, you know, one good example of something that's going on in New Jersey is, and the Vocational Council is very, very active in this, and that's the weatherization project for adults. You know, it's a partnership with New Jersey Building Laborers, which is part of the Laborers International Union of North America, the Black Ministers Council of New Jersey, and other organizations. It's a weatherization training program. Now, the goal of this program is to prepare 600 unemployed and underemployed New Jerseyans for work as weatherization workers. The training for this is a 10-week program where people must be there 5 days a week for 8 hours. You know, the thought behind this is, you know, the best training for a job is a job. But these classes are actually began last week, the first one in Cumberland County, and this training program will be offered at county vocational schools and other sites throughout New Jersey, running right into the summer, at Hudson and Essex, occurring in summer of 2010. But what makes this interesting is that the funding and the incentives call for the judgment of this program is 80% of the trainees, that's why this is a rigorous program, must be placed. New Jersey is receiving over $100 million in ARRA stimulus funds for weatherization in low-income neighborhoods. And the state and community agencies who are the recipients of these monies must hire 50% of the weatherization workers from the state-approved training program. So it's a combination of the vocational schools, it's a combination of the unions, trying to make sure that this is a program that actually turns into jobs for a good number of people.
Is New Jersey a leader in this area?
Well, let's put it, you know, leader is a funny word. I think a lot of people are looking at this, but we are certainly very, very active in things like this green program of study, the weatherization program, and as well as, you know, the synergies right now, because there are so many unknowns in as we try to predict the future of this green energy initiatives, is getting people talking. And there's a number of people that are doing that. I know PSE&G has put together a consortium of people, but also the Vocational Council itself has put together a green advisory committee. You know, the council believes the only way to keep current is by tapping the expertise of industry experts. So bringing together policy groups such as the Heldrich Center, Department of Labor, Department of Environmental Protection, Department of Education, business people, as well as people from the colleges and the vocational schools, to try to get their hands around this this green energy. You know, the president said the other night that you know, there's no area more ripe for such innovation than energy. It's true, and that's very true. But trying to move this into a place where, as a specific example, we know in New Jersey that the utilities will suffer a great loss of manpower due to an aging workforce. And the question is, how do we bring in workers who are, of course, well-prepared in skills such as mathematics and science, but also have an understanding of what this green energy means and what the green technologies require from employees.
And you are the chairman of the statewide Green Collar Careers Advisory Committee. So a comment from our comments page, a question really from one of our listeners posting, what parts of this program won't eventually just move to China or India? Asked that listener.
Well, the listener asks a good question, but I do believe that the impact, as I listened to the State of the Union the other night, one of the things came out is that this is something that this country must take a greater focus on. That these types, you know, if we look at some of the major projects, let's look out a few years at windmills off of the coast of Atlantic City. You know, there are some things that don't lend themselves because of the size of this particular product to just farming out overseas, that these things are going to have to be moved. They're going to have to be created near the site. And so some aspects of green energy already bode very, very well, I believe, for keeping jobs at home.
When something like the stimulus passes, and I think I misspoke a minute ago, I put an M where a B should have been. I said there's $100 million job package with a focus on investment in education and clean energy. It's obviously a $100 billion jobs package that we're expecting from the president. But when it actually gets formally proposed, how does that directly affect what you do? And how will people listening in our area right now be able to find green jobs through your program or others as a result?
Well, I think the answer to that question is, like any program, that until some of those jobs are defined, the idea is to prepare people. I don't mean so widely that it's watered down, but the same preparation comes to bear, which is mathematics, science, and an understanding of what these green technologies are. So we don't have a particular horoscope, for want of a better word, mm-hmm. of exactly where we're going to find specific jobs. But with the incentives that are coming, and as the economy improves, we remain relatively optimistic that these jobs will be growing in the future.
We just have a minute left, but I'm curious if you were disappointed in the president in the first year in this respect, because when he came into office, he talked a lot about crafting a stimulus bill, the original stimulus bill, around the idea of greening our infrastructure and leaving the country with a kind of permanently transformed infrastructure to put people back to work at the same time. But what we got, I think, was a much more diffuse stimulus bill that helped keep police and teachers in place and a lot of other kinds of aid to localities. Not that that wasn't important, but it was not the infrastructure and the green infrastructure thing that he seemed to be promising.
I agree with the word diffused. I believe that some of the initial messages did become diffused in his first year in office. I was a little bit more encouraged when I heard some of his comments. Although even on this green energy matter, those comments were limited. So I'm looking forward to greater focus as the president talks about getting jobs by rebuilding the infrastructure. I'm hoping that we hear much more about green jobs going forward.
Michael Pinella, superintendent of the Essex County Vocational Technical Schools, a network of New Jersey schools that has one of the state's best green jobs prep programs, and he is the statewide chairman of the advisory group, the Green Collar Careers Advisory Committee. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC will play another excerpt in a minute of the president with a Republican member of Congress at the Republican retreat on Friday.